Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer questions that you were too afraid to ask.
It's a piece of your microphone falling off. Oh, anyways, perfect. I feel like you usually say the questions, don't you?
What the fuck did I say today?
You said questions.
The podcast where we answer the questions that you were too afraid to ask.
Yeah, you cut the out.
Oh my God.
Not off to a great start, but this week's topic is Q and Gay number, fuck, I think it's 22, which means that there's literally, can you believe, first of all,
I can hardly believe
220 episodes of this absolute buffoonery, clownery.
Go us, honestly.
Go us, but what the fuck is wrong with us to follow that up?
Okay, wait, I have an example of a good review.
Okay.
A good review.
For the patrons out there, new color just dropped for me. I never wear color, and then I so just...
A spaceship is landing.
That's a
back.
Garbage truck. They've come for you.
It sounds like it's going to run into this fucking apartment.
Listen.
Okay, they didn't find me this time.
The sanitation workers need to do their jobs. I literally only wear black, and then when I decided to wear a color, I literally went full balls.
The Barbie wall. Effect.
Yeah. Wow. Honestly, the Barbie effect. Yeah.
So the patrons are getting a special Barbie edition today. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not in my butter churning hair promised on our Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast.
You are giving Kennergy though.
I am giving Kennergy. Oh my God, this is very Barbie and Ken.
Yeah, that we look like Barbenheimer right now.
Not you getting to dance and have fun and me having to like explode things. Is what it is. Okay, so here's an example for anyone out there that thinks they are a fan of this podcast.
Okay. You should post this because a lot of people are visual learners.
Okay, I'll post this. If you haven't done exactly what this person did,
yeah,
we don't
and
like
don't
you.
Copy. Do
no, don't
creative.
Copy. Yeah. Don't be like fucking yeah.
I'm curious. I don't think I saw this one.
Well, I could just pop through my emails today. New reviews. Okay. I have not been joking when I say
dry.
That we
dry,
read
dry.
All the reviews.
Yes, but it's been a dry, dry desert.
Oh, but it's been, yeah. So when I saw this, I thought, thank God.
Yeah.
Someone.
You know that level in Mario Kart, dry, dry desert?
Yeah.
It was written and.
I thought to myself, someone wants their family to live.
Yeah, exactly.
So here it is. This person's review, 5 stars, first of all.
Check. There's a checklist. Check. Number one, okay. Off to a good start.
They said, I have a few favorite podcasts that make me smile.
Okay.
But this one actually makes me laugh. A literal LOL.
Okay.
It has gotten me through some tough times, mm-hmm. and I look forward to it every week.
Ish.
I didn't write this because Bree and Sean are holding my family hostage.
Good.
This is totally wholesome and heartfelt.
Amazing. First of all, 5 out of 5 stars,
yes.
Which is what we look for.
Exactly.
They gave a comparison, but then put us on top
they
of the comparison,
the best of
which
all
is
my
also
favorites.
Important.
Yeah.
They gave us an alibi and an out about their family threads. They they cleared our guilt.
Cleared our names.
Cleared our guilt.
Yeah.
So if the police were to read this, they would think nothing is happening.
They're not coming for us.
They're not.
Not today, at least.
No, exactly.
Also, I really did enjoy how they talked about how we're the funniest people to ever live. Not exact. They didn't exactly say that.
We can extrapolate the data.
Yeah, you know, if you read between the lines, that's what I'm getting from
that.
But they also talked about how we are the best people on the planet because we've helped them get through the tough times.
Exactly. Unpaid therapists.
We're incredible people.
We are.
And I just think this sums up very nicely.
I think it's, this is a good one.
Yeah.
And your family is very safe.
For now.
Yeah.
Well, like, this is a nice review, but, like, are they following us on social media?
I assume they are.
That's
true. Time and time again, I'm let down.
We are wronged time and time again, okay? So, for now, we're going to hope that they are also following us on social media at I Can Explain Podcast.
I don't know. If they're giving a comparison and then saying that we're the top, I trust and believe that they're following, too.
Okay, well, you know
sometimes you got to look for the good in people.
You have more faith in humanity than
and they look for the good and found it in us.
They did. The good and the funny.
Yeah, and the hot.
And the sexy. They also said, I think,
sex
something
appeal.
About us being really sexy and hot. And
that was implied, for
that
sure.
That was implied, yeah.
Okay, so some housekeeping. Okay. Speaking of keeping a house.
Not that.
I have some housekeeping to be done. Okay. For people who are currently not keeping a house.
Okay.
I, last year, this last year was my second year. I'm going to say it. It's a really exciting. Okay. So, I'm getting carried away. Okay. You know how people, me and you included, were on Rush Talk?
Yes. Bama Rush Talk.
Bama Rush Talk.
This year too.
I've been on and off. The first year was big. Season one was a knockout. Yep. Season two, I kind of fell off. Season three, I got a few videos. Wasn't that excited.
We peaked at Kylan.
Exactly. Mm. However, last year for me was season two of Burn Talk, which has been TikToks of people going to Burning Man.
Yeah.
Last year was year two. I started the same year as I started Bama Rush Talk, but I have definitely engaged with Burn Talk more. Oh. I've been liking videos.
Even more so.
And not in the way that I should. I am not liking them because I think, wow, I should go. I'm liking them because I think I need the algorithm to know that this is all I care about.
Yes.
And so last year I was on Burn Talk, and it really, when I watch it, just confirms that I will never in my life go into a dry desert, dry keyword, not so much this year. I will never drive myself into the middle of the Nevada desert, into the playa, as they call it, and set up a city with 75,000 people. That I will not be doing.
Does
that.
Does playa not mean beach?
No.
In Spanish? It does. P-L-A-Y-A. That means beach.
This is not Spanish, though.
I know. So this is what I'm saying. It feels like cultural appropriation. Well,
it's also wrong, apparently. People are like, nobody else. A bunch of Nevada residents are like, we don't call it the playa. We call it a dry lake bed because you're in a dry lake bed. And this year, it is trying to actively become a lake again.
So it said, it's time to become a lake.
Yeah. So every year, for the past 3 years now, I have been watching these clowns, I will call them, drive to the desert, where it is described as uninhabitable, which is why there is not a city there in reality. And they set up their little town, and they get stuck in dust storms, and it's because it's They're not dirty. Sand They're so is what I've found out. It's like alkaline dust,
apparently,
basically.
It, like, sticks to your
it
skin.
It sticks to your skin, and you have to, on a good year,
you
have to sleep. Before you go to sleep, you need to have a bath in vinegar so that you can battle the alkaline nature of this dust, or else you get what,
like sores.
It's like sores.
Yeah.
So I watch this unfold every year, and I say, thank fuck I'm not there.
Totally.
But I love it.
Yeah.
I love watching it. Yeah. It's so fascinating to me. And it just affirms that I will never be there. This year has been a special treat. And I said to Brie, I was watching this go down. And people, if there's burners in listening right now, I'm going to get it. But you know what? I don't care. Actually, they probably can't listen to this episode because they're still stuck in the fucking desert.
I mean, and their extra charged batteries are going to die at some point.
They are, yeah. So this year, it has been raining, which doesn't happen very often because it is in the middle of a now dry lake bed.
Yeah.
And these people are now being told to shelter in place
because the roads in and out are
because
closed.
It is not dust or sand or dirt. It is basically like alkaline mist. So you can't, you can barely walk. You can't bike anymore.
No.
All these people have their bikes. You can't bike. You're not allowed to drive in or out.
Did you see the one Jeep that tried to make it out?
Stuck in the mud. Like fully, just the roof
not
out.
Not just stuck. Yeah.
Like that car's gone.
Like quicksand.
I watched a Nevada resident talk about how like, they're like, this is so wild that people do this because as a child, our parents were like, do not go into the fucking dry lake beds. It's so dangerous.
Yeah.
Kids would go and get drunk in them and then it would rain and they would get stuck. And they were like, we knew people that died because they would try to look for help and they couldn't get it.
Oh, my God.
So these people are now stuck in the middle of Black Rock City, which is the city that they name it.
Yeah.
The whole thing is absurd. The whole thing is just like people really want to feel oppressed.
Oh, 1,000%. And somebody, it's like rich white people 101.
Somebody,
like, how do I feel like I'm... I'm different than everybody exactly. else.
Somebody said it so well in a TikTok that I watched, and they were like, it used to be more about, you know, the community and finding yourself, which just like, do fucking ayahuasca in your living room or something. Like, do mushrooms and go to like Walmart. Like,
go to Walmart.
Or here's a crazy thought. Go to fucking therapy and find yourself.
That is a thought.
Like, you don't, you, I, if there are any burners listening, you don't need to go to the middle of a desert to do drugs to find yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you don't.
You actually don't.
I believe in you. You don't have to do that. Go
this
to therapy.
This reminds me, I went to a YouTuber festival like years ago.
Yeah.
And there was this one guy, white guy who had dreadlocks, of course.
Of course.
Who screened this video where he like got in this plane that was like gonna, like it was a shitty, like they knew that it wasn't gonna work. So, like, he, like, got in it to do this, like, really treacherous plane ride. And this whole video is, like, every expert telling him that, like, what he's doing is, like, not a good idea. And that, like, it's actually going to cause, like, a lot of problems and, like, be a safety concern. Because they don't know where he could fall out of the sky if it did fall out of the sky. And then it could, like, injure people or kill people or, like, create disturbances to wherever the plane lands.
Of course.
Like, they were even past trying to tell him that he could die. They were just like, you're also like, this is
you
like,
could kill
you
others.
Could kill other people. And his whole video was basically like about how he was like so awesome for still wanting to do it. Cause of course he created and edited a video himself. And I just thought and when to know a bit of background, he's like the typical like white guy who like grew up rich and just so badly wants to seem like he's like this like different.
It's people
cool
that want to overcome adversity that had no adversity.
Had no adversity. Exactly. So he puts himself in this like terrifying situation. I'm pretty sure he had like a kid or something too. So it was like just so fucked up. And he screened this video and like it was so funny watching because like half the people watching were like, that was so incredible and brave. And the other half of us were like, what the fuck? Like, what? Like, you so badly want to feel some level of like fear or like excitement because you're so comfy in society in general that you have to do all of this and
you
go
need to
against
drive
every,
to a middle of a desert to set up a town
against every expert's suggestions.
So that I was saying to Brie, I had a feeling that something was going to go down. Yeah. You know that I'm a little witchy. I have premonitions of some things. I had a feeling something was going to go down at this year's Burning Man.
Yeah.
Especially when I saw them like basically run over the climate activists to get into the desert. Mm-hmm. Because all these people are like, it's so bad. Most of the entire city runs on gas and diesel and stuff. There's a few camps that run on solar power, but it's like not common. They're literally just burning fossil fuels. They leave moop, which I learned is matter out of place. And they leave so much shit every year.
Yeah, there's a whole myth that they pack everything and leave it as it was.
No.
That is a lie to anyone listening. They don't.
So they all leave. Then a team goes in and clears everything that's been left. And the team, so the city makes like a map basically.
Yeah.
And they track every piece of moop, which is matter out of place.
Yeah.
And they put it on a map and they remove it. And then after it is removed by the team, the conservation officers or whatever go in and say if they passed their test or whatever for the year.
Right.
But they have so much stuff that a team has to go in and flag it all. And one year, somebody brought a fucking plane, like an empty old plane to like turn into a stripper pole or something. And they left the plane.
Like,
and
I
on
can't.
The moop map, there was an outline of a plane.
A whole ass plane.
Like, I'm like, they're not saving, you know, like, nothing left. Like, that's not happening.
It's so stupid. Also, like, in this case where there's been, like, basically, like, a natural disaster happening because they're there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would have just been, like, a rainy day on the playa.
Yeah.
But instead, these people are in there. The amount of people that are going to have to, like, help them get out
and
escape.
Oh, for sure. It's going
to
be, like, the billionaire submarines. How oh much God, garbage
it's coming
is
back for me.
Like, Jesus.
The truck is coming back for me.
Why did it do a circle?
It did a lap. It's looking for
it's
me.
It's literally waiting for you. It's like a shark circling. Yeah.
The garbage truck is on its way. Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, how can I leave that big piece of trash there?
But, yeah, no, I can't stand these people.
So, yeah,
truly.
They literally have to shelter in place. They can't go in or out. Then they're not allowed to shower currently. Because they don't have enough water for these things. The outhouses are at capacity.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because they can't get the trucks to suck the shit out.
Oh,
so they're overflowing these toilets.
I went to a music festival when I was like 21 and that happened. The shit was above the toilet
seat. It's dominant.
Like, it actually.
Like, so you have to stand up. You have to.
And everyone was just shitting everywhere. Like, there's nothing you could do.
So, this is just one of those times that I'm like, these are the consequences of your actions.
Like, I can't. I cannot deal.
You go somewhere that's uninhabitable, and it says, this is why I'm uninhabitable.
Yeah, it lets you know.
It's also so fucking funny to me that they literally ran over climate activists to get in, and Mother Nature was like, you know
Fuck
what?
You.
Hold my beer. Fuck these bitches. Like, these people tried to warn you that what you're doing is not good for the climate.
Yeah.
And then the earth said, no,
I'll
handle this.
Oh my
and the
God.
Worst part is these exhausting people are going to be like, we did it. This was
through
this
it
was one of the
together.
Hardest years, but we had community and we call your mom, go to therapy.
Literally. Like, why what is it about people? Why do they want to make their life hard? I'll never understand it.
No.
But I know I'm on the extreme end of that because we've talked about how I don't like camping or like any of that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I am not the bitch who's going to spend my hard earned dollars on trying to make my life harder. Like, if I'm on vacation, it better be a reprieve from stress of the days. I don't want to pack shit in and out.
No.
I don't want to be, like, this is, it's too much.
I also find it really absurd. Oh.
What?
So, I forgot to say, my favorite part of Burn Tug.
Okay.
Is not when the burn is happening.
Yeah.
But it is after the burn. When all these people who took rental cars, RVs.
Destroyed them.
U-Hauls. Mm-hmm. So many U-Hauls. People will take U-Hauls and camp in the back. Apparently, for mile radiuses of this place, they're like, you can't take this to Burning Man because it just absolutely ruins the cars. Like, on a good year, it's just filled with dust. So, like, the cleaning fee is absurd. So, all these people return their things and then they get bills. And last year, like, $1,000 bills
and
were
they're
being,
like pissed about
and
it,
they're
probably.
Pissed about it, and I loved it. I just find it so it's just such ironic behavior that these people spend tens of thousands of dollars
so much money
to put themselves in a situation that they shouldn't be. Donate your money.
Literally.
If you have that much money and you want to, you know, find yourself or do. Donate to charity.
Literally.
Like, there are people who are actually homeless.
Yeah.
Who are living living in tents, not by choice.
Yeah.
And you're going to build some. Somebody said they were like, these people are cosplaying poverty.
Oh, 1,000%.
And I'm like, that is exactly what is happening. Like, Paris Hilton goes to Burning Man.
No, I know.
You're
they're
not.
Like, come on.
Donate your money. Do something good. Actually help people that are living in situations that they don't want to be, instead of putting yourself in these stupid situations because you needed to find yourself.
It's absolutely cosplaying poverty.
It's so
hilarious to me. It's also just like, I understand that a lot of people that go are not white people, but I truly do think this is mostly a white person problem because white people love to cosplay comedy poverty.
This isn't cosplaying comedy, this is comedy.
No, white people love to cosplay poverty and they will line up outside of Mech to spend thousands of dollars to go and pretend that they don't have a house.
Yeah.
It's so funny to me.
To live some fucking Mad Max fantasy. Like, to wear goggles
wild.
In a dust storm.
I can't. It's so weird to me. And this is also a very controversial opinion as a lesbian. With a lot of lesbian listeners, they're not going to be happy with me for saying that, but I'm just saying.
That's true. Lesbians love the steampunk vibe. So that's pretty bold.
And they love a tent. They love a tent. They love it.
So, yeah. Oh, also, just to cap this. Yeah. So all these people are walking around barefoot.
Yeah.
Everybody in the comments are like, you guys are literally going to get trench foot.
Oh, yeah. Like, their feet are going to fall off.
They're going to get trench foot like it's World War II. Mind you, they're going to come out of it talking like they just... They got out survive. Of World War II, so that's going to be exhausting. But I like the fact that these people are literally getting trench foot.
No, I can't. It's just the perfect example of fuck around and find out.
Oh, absolutely. Like, also, fuck around with the earth and find out, earth style.
Yeah, I think it's so crazy. And some of these videos, like, even before the rain started, this place looks like my worst nightmare.
For sure.
You couldn't pay me $10,000 to go and sit there with this dust and these. Also, another controversial opinion, but these types of people. I know these types of people, right? Yeah. You don't even got to be there. And I know who they are. I don't want to hang out with them. They don't want to hang out with me.
No.
I have zero interest in interacting.
I think I would maybe go to Burning Man if somebody paid me at least $50,000. I'm not kidding. I almost said 100.
Yeah.
Like Diplo, a fucking predator.
Right now they're all drowning and he's in a hot air balloon over top of
literally,
them DJing.
And they're all celebrating him and he's like a known predator now and all this stuff is coming out.
I saw a comment on his hot air balloon post. Someone commented like, only 16-year-olds allowed in this
like,
hot
actually
air balloon.
Though. So I'm like, these are the kind of people that are going there.
And I actually saw a really good informative video on people, this girl who had gone to Burning Man a lot, and she was saying like, she was kind of like debunking myths about it and saying that everyone, trigger warning, everyone has this like vibe, and the whole like marketing of Burning Man is that it's like this perfect society. And basically like if society wasn't corrupt, we'd all be like in this enlightened society. And yeah. That's what it's trying to like replicate. It's all about the art and the everything else. She's like, the amount of, trigger warning, rape.
Oh,
that happens at burglary. Burglary, people getting beat the shit out of.
Oh, yeah.
People getting drugged. Mm-hmm. People, everything. Like this whole perception. It's a extreme level of a music festival is all it is, and
absolutely,
they try and make it this like big magical thing.
In all fairness, maybe it started that way.
I agree.
Like
honestly, sure,
the first few
when.
People that yeah. were like, "Let's go do drugs in the desert
yeah.
and drive around on some 1,000%. Cars," I'm sure maybe it started that way. Is it that way now? No.
Well, as soon as like it used to be like a lottery thing that yeah. you get in, and now there's just like if you pay like twice the amount of money, you just get a ticket.
Yeah.
So it's also fostering the, like if you have enough money, then you can just pay to get in, and it's just the whole thing's fucking ridiculous. But anyways, good luck out there.
Hope you liked this episode when you hear it like 2 weeks from now.
Oh my god. Hopefully none of our listeners are burners. I'd feel sad for them.
Honestly, this is what they need to hear if they are.
Yeah, this,
so,
is, this is the awakening.
This is mom and dad
this
telling
is
you.
Mom and dad telling you stay home.
Yeah.
Like, go get yourself a nice coffee. You know? Go settle down.
Last summer, I did mushrooms mm-hmm. and listened to the Tarzan soundtrack and stargazed.
That's
and
enough.
I could have found myself then. I didn't, but that would be enough. If I had been looking for myself, I would have found him. Just do that.
Tarzan. Phil Collins on mushrooms must have been wild.
It was.
Wow.
It hit.
That's a good recommendation.
Yeah.
If you're thinking of spending like $5,000 to go put yourself, others, and the climate at risk in Burning Man, Phil Collins,
some psychedelics,
mushrooms.
And put on like one of those Mac screensavers, and you're good to go.
Put up a sign that says Burning Man.
Light Pretend. A candle in your apartment.
Maybe don't. Actually, no, one of those fake flame candles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe the mushrooms and the candle don't go together.
Well, it's like that time that I was so high on just edibles that... I was in my apartment and I was watching, it was when The Real World used to be on TV.
Yeah.
I was watching on my laptop and I had like eaten a bunch of edibles with friends and then they left to go home. And I did the classic like rookie mistake of thinking it wasn't hitting. So like I just
you
like doubled,
more.
Tripled
yeah.
down. And also they fuck you up with making these things taste so good.
They are good. Yeah.
Like, it was like caramel drizzle brownie. I'm like, well, I want a whole brownie.
Yeah.
I should
and
have a
they,
bite, but I'm going to eat the whole
they
fucking
screw
brownie.
You over because you're doing an edible and then you're high. And then you're like, hungry. I want a caramel brownie.
We also had a salted caramel chocolates, like the ones at like Purdy's.
No.
And I was like, this is too delicious. Yeah. Like, I'm not, what are you, you're telling me I'm supposed to have a quarter of one of these chocolates?
It needs to be like something, it needs to be something like kind of taxing, like corn on the cob.
You get something in your teeth, like, and you're kind of turned off.
Yeah, like they like, put they put like marijuana butter on corn on the cob. So like you eat it and then you're getting high, but then you're high and you're like, do I want more corn on the cob? Like, I don't really right now.
No,
it's not gonna hit the spot. You know? Or if they could make it somehow like into a pineapple that you had to cut.
Okay, or one of those, you know, like how they give dogs that eat too fast those like trick balls.
Yeah, my dog has one.
Where it's like a puzzle that that's they have to like slide need. Their nose around to get the treats out.
Yeah.
I need one of those the next time I do edibles.
Or like they put it in a Kong.
Yeah. They put the edible peanut butter in the Kong. And I just have to sit there and eat out the Kong until I think I'm high enough.
That's what they need.
They do need that, yeah. Specifically for people like me.
Yeah.
So anyways, I have no stop, clearly, and I just ate a bunch of edibles, and then my friends left, and then I was texting my friend Luke, and I was like, dude, I'm having a heart attack. Like, I think this is it for me. Like, do I go to the hospital? Like, you know when you're so high that you're like, I can feel everything.
When you start thinking about blinking, and you're like, is this how I usually do it?
So this was me. I was like,
that was your
dying.
Burning Man.
Literally. But you could have told me I was at Burning Man and it would be just the same. So Luke was like, Bree, just put on a show. Like, yeah. You're chill, you're good. So I put on The Real World. And I shit you not, I was so high. Started thinking that I was like part of the show. So they had like, obviously they could follow around from cameras.
Yeah.
I was like, I better pull myself together because, like, I'm on camera.
And everybody's going to know
and
I'm
they were,
high.
Like, dancing in a club scene on The Real World. And I was, like, dancing grooving. With them. And I was like, God, yeah, she's such a bitch. Like, I was so if you had told me in that moment I was at Burning Man, I'd believe you.
That's the thing, though. That's the irony. Most of these people are so high, they don't even know they're in the desert.
They don't know they're in the playa.
So why be in the playa?
You could do this without the trench foot.
Exactly.
There's options.
You could take edibles and put a video, a vlog of somebody at Burning Man on. Yeah.
And you're good.
You're good. You're there, baby.
Save yourself some money. They should just change to that virtual from now on.
They should. VR.
You buy a ticket, you just get sent a VR tape, yeah, to like a headset. I actually don't think that's a bad idea.
No, I love that we are 30 minutes in and we're starting questions.
Oh, right. This is Q&A.
Well, this week's topic is trench foot.
Fuck. Oh my God, I just opened our podcast account. I just opened our podcast account and I don't know who this is, but we follow someone and this is just the photo that came up.
Who knows?
It's just a bare ass,
yeah,
for anyone wondering. Okay.
Hey Gabers, this episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch, and honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
We try
to rapid fire
the Gabers, yeah,
because you know how good we are at rapid fire.
We're so good at rapid fire. Okay,
we
can
easily get 50 to 20.
Oh my God, there's so many too. Okay,
maybe we can do also like a Q&A part two.
Yeah, we're gonna have to,
but let's try to rapid fire.
Okay.
Oh no.
Okay, This is someone I know, but I don't know if they want me to say that they know them, so I'll just read it. Would you rather suck off Dog the Bounty Hunter for 10 consecutive minutes with unbroken eye contact or eat out Chad Kroger's ass for 30 minutes?
Dog the Bounty Hunter. 10 minutes is better, and also, like, Chad Kroger's ass is, like, the playa right now.
It's gonna be...
I'd get trench mouth going down there.
Okay, yeah, you're right. That's there's really only one true answer, and it's looking Dog the Bounty Hunter in the eyes while
exactly.
you suck him off for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I might do that anyway.
You know what? Not against
easy.
It.
Easy.
Oh, my God. Okay, someone said, Brie, how is the raccoon fursona coming along? Love your podcast so much.
I feel like you've been slacking on your fursona.
I've been slacking on it. Yeah. And I feel like I need a revamp. I'm not sure what I want my fursona to be. And it's hard because, like, if you're going to commit to your fursona, you really want to be sure.
I agree.
So if anyone has any ideas out there, previously I've been sent fan art of people drawing me as a fursona. I welcome it.
I think a weasel of some sorts is what you are.
Honestly, fuck you. We've talked about this. I would be hot. I'd be like a wolf.
Like a big tit wolf?
No, I don't
that
want
was like
tits.
Curvy ones?
No, that's you.
That's me. I'm the raccoon. I'm the raccoon.
Not the raccoon. No, I feel like I would be very like drag kingy in my fursona.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be curvy. I don't even like my boobs right now.
That's true.
Why would I want them in an outfit?
I want them.
You can have them.
I want to be like that really thick horse that somebody...
So yeah, please, we welcome any fan art.
How's yours coming along?
In general.
Not well.
Yeah, to answer your question,
could be better.
It's bad.
Do you think there's furries on the playa?
Yes, I guarantee
I actually
it.
Think
I
so, yeah.
It. Oh my God, do you think they're still
they're getting
committing
trench
to
paw.
Their first... this is a genuine question. Do you think they've continued to commit to the fursona? Like, are they just in those suits?
I think they're like feral.
Deer life? They have rabies.
I think it's like the middle of the night. It's raining. Somebody hears something outside. They shine a flashlight and then somebody's scampering by in a eating garbage.
Like, so, like, it's become like they're not pretending anymore.
No, it's because they did so many drugs that they think that they are. Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, this is just so funny to me. Imagine being one of the first responders when they go in there and you're taking people into the vehicles to get them out of there. And it's like, it's raccoon.
The big jug raccoon.
Big jug raccoon. With trench paw.
I mean, what?
Just covered in garbage.
Is that any worse than a bunch of stinky white people with dreads?
No. It's better. But I do fear that the people in the fursona suits that go to Burning Man might be both. It's true. It's getting scary.
It's like the Scooby-Doo moment of taking off the mask.
It's Inception of fursonas. Burning Man people. They're like, if we take this fursuit off, it's going to be so much better. They take it off. It's a white guy with dreads. Like, ah, put it back on.
Just as we suspected.
Oh, fuck. So the rapid fire is going
rapid
well.
Fire. Hey, we did two in about 5 minutes.
Wow, that's actually pretty good for us. Okay. If you lived outside of Canada, where would you live?
I feel like London. I feel like I'm a
London
girl.
Yeah, you're a
London
girl.
I got the London look.
You do.
And by that, I mean a Gap. Remember that commercial? Yeah.
Oh, my God. If you went to London, you'd have to get a Gap.
Oh, I would.
You
I'd be on the plane ride over
just
filing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Someone said, when is Brie going to live out her Midwestern Utah mom fantasy? Hopefully soon. Like, within the next few years, I'd like to transition. I've started the transition. I've started pickling more vegetables and things.
You should stop drinking coffee and you should only drink sodas with the...
Right. With caffeine with the little, like,
with the, like, mixers. Coconut cream and the whipped cream and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good stepping stone.
Yeah, I think that'll really change your personality, too.
42-ounce... Diet Cokes every day?
Exactly.
Yeah.
A Route 44. That was wild.
Route 44.
Me and our friend Carson went to Seattle for Seattle Pride, as everybody knows, and we stopped at Sonic because we don't have Sonic here, and we love Pebble Ice.
Oh, yes. You told me Pebble Ice is the best
Pebble Ice is the best ice.
Oh, I'm just not holding my mic. Sorry.
And Sonic has a Route 44, which is 44 ounces of liquid.
What?
44 ounces.
You're kidding me.
No.
That's sick. That's sick.
But we got it.
Did he finish it?
I actually got a large. He got a Route 44. I think he did finish it.
So you're a liar.
Well, I said we got it.
Mm. Seems fake. Anyways. What? What is a clock lip hairstyle?
Clock lip. Oh. That's because some people were saying that they thought you were saying clock lip.
Not my inability to say words causing people to Google. I want to know how many Googles of clock lip hairstyle. Claw clip.
I think it's because you don't separate them enough.
Claw clip.
Yeah.
Claw clip.
Claw
clip. I was wearing a claw clip. Is that what they're called? Claw clip.
Yeah. But you say claw clip.
It does sound like claw clip.
I know.
Yeah, a claw clip. Sorry for the error. Who's your fave H3 member? That's a good question.
Yours is Hila.
Well, I have different favorites for different reasons. So like Hila, I'm in love with. I think she's super hot.
Yeah.
And I'm obsessed with her and I have a huge crush on her. But I think Ethan is for the girls. Love Ethan.
I love Ethan's definitely my favorite.
So fucking funny. And then also, I am a really big Sam fan
because
she's very creative.
Yeah.
She's really good at what she does.
She's been way more featured recently, too.
And she does some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
So I appreciate her.
Yeah.
God, there's so fucking many. I'm like trying to read for. This is great. People are excited for this Q&A. Do you think you would have been friends at school? Or if you met at different stages of life?
That's a good question, actually.
I don't know. I don't think we would have... Actually...
It's hard to tell.
It is hard to tell.
Depends what stage. Like, if I had met you when you were, like, going to music festivals and stuff, no.
No. I almost went to the Playa at that point.
That's what I'm saying. You were, like... You were.
I was knocking on the Playa's door.
That's what I'm saying.
So, I feel like I was more of like a terror like twink at that point too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like that would. I think we would have been friends in high school.
High school, yes.
And
the
later,
5 years after, no.
Yeah.
And then later and now, yes. And then maybe no.
And I mean, in those five. And who knows what the future holds?
Exactly.
In those You're 5 years, I was also a little rat. So
yeah.
I think. The combination of the two of us in rat energy.
I think when you were in your like slutty lesbian era and I was in my terror twink era, we would not have been friends.
It would have been just too much.
Yeah.
It was too much chaos
in one
vibe.
Exactly.
Yeah. And who knows? Like, we're both kind of starting to think about like not being friends anymore. We've started discussing it.
Yeah, we're pitching the idea.
Yeah, we're mulling over, brainstorming what that would look
like. We're storyboarding it.
Yeah. Keep you updated. Have you had a pumpkin spice latte yet? I've never had one.
Why?
Because I don't like pumpkin flavored things.
Hmm, that's a fair reason.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very triggering question to me because I love pumpkin flavored things, and year after year, Starbucks, which I would say is the most prominent PSL pusher out there, does not make a vegan pumpkin spice latte. You cannot get a vegan pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks because they have sweetened condensed milk in theirs, which it is so easy to make something with sweetened condensed coconut milk. In bulk.
Right.
So it's like in the syrup itself.
So you have
itself.
A bone to pick.
I think it's incredibly offensive. But also Starbucks doesn't care about vegans, and I mean that so sincerely.
I respect them for that, honestly.
Okay.
While everyone else is getting on the boat, they're just like, fuck y'all. Literally. You don't want the sweet,
like, you want oat milk? That's $2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pay us.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
Well,
I'm kind of sick of the pandering. Either be vegan or hate the vegans.
Right.
And they hate the vegans. And yeah, I really actually like that about them.
Yeah. Like, they were like, we're going to have a Beyond Meat breakfast sandwich. Mm-hmm. And I was like, great. And they're like, it has eggs and cheese. And I'm like, okay.
See, like, I love that. That's like a slap in the face. Someone on the marketing team's giggling while
they had one vegan cookie, and it was like a fucking cookie, an oatmeal cookie with like apricot, and it was lemony and delicious, and it had like cranberries. Yeah. Took it off the menu.
They're like, fuck this.
Literally.
This is exhausting.
So
we don't want our people to have to look at this every day.
But you know what I'm gonna make this year? Maybe I'll make you one. Last year,
I made a
gingerbread espresso martini.
Oh,
and yeah. This year, I think I'm going to make a pumpkin spice espresso martini.
But I don't like pumpkin flavored things.
Okay, well, I only said maybe I'll make it for you. So,
okay, let's do a taste test on the pod.
I feel like you will. I don't like, even if I was to get a pumpkin spice latte, I wouldn't do like full mm-hmm. pumpkin. It needs to be like half.
Wow. So, okay. Well, we found a way to make that question 5 minutes long.
Well, listen.
Who would look the most butter churnery? Brie with Sean's hair or Sean with Brie's hair?
I think me with your hair.
Yeah, for sure.
I think the hair was the churning factor.
Yeah.
The churning point, as you might.
If I had your hair, I would just look like a lesbian. Like, I don't know.
You would just look like,
A lesbian.
A mask lesbian.
Yeah, I would literally, there's a particular kind of lesbian I would look like, and I can picture them, but I can't really explain it.
Yeah.
But anyone listening will know what I'm talking about. Like, there's like every high school had a Sean hair lesbian.
For sure.
Like, either in high school or like a year or two out of high school, they got that haircut and everyone was like, oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, because it happens to me often that I'll see somebody from behind and I'll be like, is that me? And then it turns around, they turn around and I'm like, oh, it's just a Sean haired lesbian. Is that me? And I go, oh no, just a Sean haired lesbian.
Okay. Very true. Yeah, no, you would look so, if you had my hair,
yeah,
and then you have your like little blue eyes and your little churny nature.
Not you fetishizing this. You had your little blue eyes.
Yeah, blue eyes, you're churning the shit out of that. Butter.
It was, and the hair was the most churning feature of you.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
With that's your clock true. Lip.
My clock lip. That is so funny that I didn't even understand what the person was saying. I was like, clock lip. But then as soon as you said it out loud, I was like, oh, clock lip. Clock lip.
Clock lip.
Wow. What's your oral hygiene routine?
Oh, this is intimate.
I mean, it sounded like I was going to be like, I don't brush my teeth.
I, you know, that's a contentious issue.
Well, let me tell you, the people on the playa are not.
Zero
teeth. Brushing. They've all lost their teeth.
Trench mouth.
First thing to go trench mouth. I don't know if I should say this out loud because I think people are going to like say I'm gross. I don't floss.
Floss.
And I understand that that's gross.
Yeah,
and I understand
gross.
That it's bad. But I brush my teeth like probably 3 times a day.
That's good. You should floss though.
I know that I should floss.
Yeah.
But I just don't. And I will say that I have only ever in my entire life had one what they called a starter cavity. It wasn't even a full cavity. And I didn't even have to get an injection like to freeze it. They just kind of like shaved it off the top.
Yeah, you're fine then. I brush
like,
my teeth.
I have just weirdly good like genetically good.
I have really bad. That's why.
Right.
I have really deep gums.
Mm.
And I have very cavity prone teeth. So I do a morning and a night. Sometimes if I have like a client meeting, I brush my teeth in the day as well.
Yeah.
But it's hard to do at work. So I do a morning and a night and a floss and a mouthwash.
Wow. I don't use mouthwash either.
I can tell from here.
Can you imagine this whole time you've been like, I've been meaning to say something. You're like, well, that's what I just did.
Yeah.
I find that mouthwash makes my breath stinkier afterwards.
Okay.
Like, it makes it...
Probably because you're not flossing and it's, like, jostling all the inside stuff out.
I can't. And this question has now made all of our gabers think that I have bad disgusting breath. Bad breath.
You have really nice
teeth,
though.
Thank you.
They're very white, too. You do love a white strip, though.
I love a white strip, and yeah. I've never had braces or anything. I kind of wish I did at some point just to make them, like, better.
Yeah.
But never did. I'm cool with it. I'm fine with my teeth. I think I'm just lucky, honestly.
You are.
How to know when you're ready to start dating again after a bad breakup. Love you guys so much. Okay, well, you know what?
That's advice.
But so, because of the love you guys so much.
We will answer.
But we're going to make it about us.
Okay.
How did you know you were ready to date again post-breakup?
I feel like date and like hook up are like... Different things. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was first craving just the touch of another person. So that came first.
Yeah.
I still don't know if I'm ready to date because nobody wants to date me. So
you haven't had to try it.
I haven't really figured it out.
You were dating that one person for a little bit.
Yeah.
Fizzled out.
Yeah.
See, like I'm really fascinated by that.
Right. The fizzle. Yeah.
Because back in my day.
Yeah.
You know.
The early 1800s.
When I was in between churning my butter.
Yes.
And I would go out and meet a lady. There was always like a pretty distinct end. With the exception of like, I can think of a couple occasions that there wasn't. And it felt very like jarring.
Mm.
Because either I felt like I left them completely like ghosted. And like, I felt shitty about that. Or I was, like, confused why they stopped. It was, like, really anxiety-inducing for me. Like,
yeah.
Did something go wrong? Whatever. From talking to friends, it feels like nowadays, more often than not, that happens. And people don't have a conversation.
There's just,
anymore.
Like, a mutual fizzle. Yeah. Well, because mine is, like, as soon as I pick up that you're not communicating in the same way that you used to, I know that it's done.
Right. See, I'm like that too. I'm a big like reader of energy via text. Like I can immediately tell when someone's just not interested in talking to me.
For sure. And I think people can tell when I'm not interested in right. talking to them. So, how do you know though?
How do you know you're ready?
How do you know that you're ready? Sometimes you honestly don't. And I think
you
have to, for me at least, I kind of have to throw myself back into it. And it's okay to go on dates with people when you're not ready to date.
Totally. Yeah.
Like you could be years out and think like, wow, now I'm really ready. And then you go on a date and something still, you know, brings up old feelings. So, or it could be the opposite that you feel like you're not ready and then you meet somebody and it goes really well and you connect and everything's great. So I think just kind of like throw yourself back into it and then see how it goes or start talking to people, like get on the apps. And if you're trying to talk to people and you're still having feelings about your ex or you're getting emotional or all these things, you're not ready.
I agree. I think that was good advice.
Yeah, you're lucky.
You're very lucky.
Yeah.
That you got that. Better have a 5-star review coming our way. Just saying. Okay, well, I think that was a beautiful, beautiful episode.
Should we cue some more gays after next time?
Next week, we're going to cue some more gays.
Perfect.
Yeah. For now, our well wishes to everyone on the playa.
Yeah. Peace and blessings.
Or
hope the National Guard gets you sometime.
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah.
How are they all going to get out of there?
I don't quite understand. Like, do they need it to fully dry?
Because I don't think they can drive anything in and out.
I don't think so. They're going to have to, like...
They're going to have to, like, drop, hella-vac like, food them. Down from Diplo's airplane.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe. Seriously, do that.
Like,
it's pissing me off. Oh, also make sure to follow, my film at Aging Out the Movie on Instagram and text my number, which is linked to my bio at Brianne Williamson. If you want a screening in your city. Also, we got a long list. Maybe we should just like send out like an Excel document that people can check off all the things they have to do for us.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Follow us personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brian Williamson. Sean just dropped fire photo from a wedding.
I was being shamed about not posting any content.
So, and you said you would get one at the wedding and you did.
I did. It was tough though.
Yeah.
We're going into my favorite season. So I will say the fall content. This is, I get spooky season mm-hmm. content. I get, so I feel like, yeah, follow me because we're going to be going into a good stretch.
I'm going to Europe, so you know it's going to be obnoxious.
Yeah, well, your content's always obnoxious.
It's going to be obnoxious still.
Yeah.
But this time European.
Which is a little less obnoxious.
It's a little less. Yeah. Feels more what a normal person would post.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, wherever you're listening, make sure to follow, subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Sean.Luskin at Brian Williamson. Rate us 5 stars if you want your family to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And until next time, we will
see you around the neighborhood.